Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
At the latest Dine and Discuss, Dr. Bill Kim, a board-certified gastrologist and internist with over 30 years of experience, presented effective weight loss strategies for better health. He shared his insights from counseling thousands of patients.
So my assumption is always that people, if they're given the correct amount of information and the correct information, that they can take real interventions to help their health and do things for themselves.
Dine and Discuss is an almost 20-year-old event and offers residents of the Kenai Peninsula the opportunity to enjoy a delicious meal while gaining valuable health insights from local medical professionals in a relaxed and welcoming atmosphere. Shannon Davis, marketing manager at Central Peninsula Hospital, on the series.
It's a way for our community to get that intimate connection with our doctors that they really aren't going to find in any other way except for having a one-on-one appointment with them. And that can be intimidating for people. And also, there's so much information that needs to be shared with large groups at the same time.
This unique community event is free to attend, with dinner available for purchase at $15. Space is limited and pre-registration is required. The University of Alaska Board of Regents meets at KPC. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
University of Alaska Board of Regents is meeting at Kenai Peninsula College for the first time in over 12 years. The board last convened at the community college in April of 2012 when they attended the groundbreaking of the Career and Technical Education Center. The board's presence was celebrated in an event at the Career and Technical Education Center, where several local and state dignitaries were in attendance, including University of Alaska Anchorage Chancellor Sean Parnell.
What you see here represented is you see a board of regents that hasn't been here in 12 years, but they decided that it was important to get to a community college. They are here getting a firsthand experience to see what you all do. What you do here is hugely important, not just for Kenai Peninsula residents, but for all of us.
The board met on Thursday and will continue their meetings into Friday. Meeting topics range from academic programs and community partnerships to the future of higher education in Alaska. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Kodiak will welcome more cruise ship visitors this year. Industry forecasters are calling for a 36% increase compared to 2024. 30 ship visits are expected between April and September. That's over 26,500 visitors. The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution that granted approval for the city manager to enter into a lease of airport reserve lands between the city of Kenai and Everts. Everts submitted an application to lease city-owned properties within the airport reserve in September of last year. A preliminary plat was approved by the City of Kenai Planning and Zoning Commission in December of 2024 and passed by the Kenai Peninsula Borough Plat Committee in mid-January of this year to merge the subject properties into a single approximately 4.5-acre parcel located within the airport light industrial zone. The lease provides 3 years to complete development. The code does have provisions for 2 one-year extensions. However, according to Terry Eubank, city manager, they have to meet certain criteria and be active in the development.
I do believe that once their construction is complete, that they would no longer lease that apron space from us, that they would occupy their lease lot.
Everts intends to use the premises for fixed base operations, including an airplane hangar and fuel storage facility. The estimated investment value is $3 million, which allows for a maximum lease term of 45 years in accordance with the Kenai Municipal Code length of lease term. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.